See you guys, thanks.
Okay, case number 12733, American Storage of Delaware LLC seeks a special use exception to place an off-premises sign, sections 11580, 11581, and 159.5 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Route 1, approximately 0.35 miles south of Cave Neck Road. The 911 address is 16262 Coastal Highway in Lewis. The zoning district is C1, the tax parcel is District 235, map 23, parcel 51. We've received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Evening, Ms. Pete.
Good evening, board members, Council Sharp, Ms. Norwood, Ms. Hollis, and members of the public. My name is Mackenzie Pete, and I'm an attorney with the law firm of Baird, Mandalas, Brockstead, Federico, and Perdea now. Quite a mouthful. I am here on behalf of American Storage of Delaware LLC, applicant owner. The applicant seeks a special use exception for the purpose of constructing an off-premise sign on the property. The applicant representatives are present this evening, including Alex Pyres, Nate Grolick, and John Snow. The property is 2.61 acres, more or less, and located on the southbound side of Route 1 at 16262 Coastal Highway in Lewis, Delaware, and further identified as tax map parcel number 235-23-51. The property is located near the Red Mill Inn, Harvard Business Services, Inc., and Heritage Antique Store, all of which have on-premise signs. With the submission of its application, the applicant submitted exhibits A through D. Exhibit A includes the property information sheet and deed of record, confirming that American Storage of Delaware LLC is the record owner of the property and providing a legal description for the property as well. Exhibit B includes the off-premise sign plan prepared by Effective Engineering Solutions Limited out of Illinois, and that plan details the proposed materials and dimensions of the proposed off-premise sign. Exhibit C is a copy of the construction plans and site plan prepared by Scaled Engineering. Exhibit D includes aerial maps of the property, the district map showing that the property is located in the C1 district, and a Google Earth aerial map detailing surrounded land uses. Two supplemental exhibits were also submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning, including DelDOT's letter of no objection and a signed exhibit prepared by Scaled Engineering. As the board members likely know, off-premise signs are also regulated by the state. So as part of the regulatory permitting process for off-premise signs, the applicant applied for what's called an outdoor advertising permit with DelDOT, and the applicant submitted that permit simultaneously with its special use exception to the county. Amber Godwin, an investigator with DelDOT, reviewed the application, specifically the outdoor advertising application, and exhibits, and prepared DelDOT's letter of no objection for the proposed sign. That letter is submitted into the record and explains that DelDOT received the applicant's outdoor advertising permit application for a new off-premise sign to be located at the property. It also confirms that Ms. Godwin reviewed the proposed site plan prepared by Scaled Engineering and provides that the department has no objection to the proposed sign, provided that it complies with the specifications submitted, which are consistent with the materials submitted to you. Receipt of DelDOT's letter of no objection is only one step in the state's sign permitting process. Subject to the board's decision, and favorable decision specifically, the applicant will then be required to notify DelDOT in writing and provide all necessary documentation, including this board's findings of fact. Once DelDOT receives all necessary documentation and verifies that the conditions of approval have been met, a notice to proceed letter will then be issued by DelDOT. The second supplemental exhibit that was submitted to the Department of Planning and Zoning was a sign exhibit that was prepared by Scaled Engineering, identifying on-premise and off-premise signs in the vicinity of the property. Section 115-210 of the code requires the applicant to show that there are no on-premise signs within 50 feet and no off-premise signs within 600 feet of the proposed off-premise sign. This sign exhibit confirms that the nearest on-premise sign is 340 feet away at the Red Mill Inn, and the nearest off-premise sign is located 1,000 feet north of the proposed sign. The property, as I stated, is located in the C1 General Commercial District, adjacent to properties zoned C1, MR, and AR1. Is there a way that I can get that? Just the district overlay so that the board members could see would be helpful. Thank you. So section 115-76 of the code provides that the purpose of the C1 district is to provide for retail, shopping, personal service, and a wide variety of commercial and miscellaneous service activities generally serving a community-wide area. In the C1 district, an off-premise sign may be permitted as a special use pursuant to section 115-80C of the code, subject to provisions of section 115-81(2) concerning C1 permitted signs, 115-159.5B specifically concerning C1 off-premise signs, and 115-210 concerning special uses. The proposed off-premise sign will meet all code requirements for an off-premise sign for reasons stated and for the reasons to follow. Section 115-209 of the code authorizes this board to hear and decide applications for special use exceptions. Section 115-210 provides that the board must find that in its opinion, as a matter of fact, that such special exceptions will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property. As stated, there are a number of other commercial businesses located near the property with on-premise signs, including Red Mill Inn, Harvard Business Services, Inc., and Heritage Antiques. The proposed use is certainly within character of other properties located along Route 1, and especially in Lewis and Rehoboth, that have on-premise and off-premise signs with properties located adjacent to Route 1. Section 157.1 of the code defines an off-premise sign as, quote, a sign directing attention to a business, commodity, service, or entertainment conducted, sold, or offered elsewhere than upon the premise where the sign is maintained, end quote. The proposed off-premise sign will meet the definition of an off-premise sign, only advertising off-premise businesses, commodities, services, and off-premise entertainment, and will not be used to advertise on-premise businesses or uses. The sign will meet all height, size, and setback requirements of the code. Section 115-210 requires off-premise signs to be no more than 600 feet per side, and the applicant's proposed off-premise sign will only measure 576 square feet per side, and will therefore be smaller than the maximum size limitation. In accordance with section 115-159.5 of the code, the sign will have a minimum front yard setback of 40 feet, a minimum side yard setback of 50 feet, and will also comply with the rear yard setback for C1. The sign will measure 35 feet tall, and the bottom of the sign will be 23 feet from ground level, and therefore less than the code's 40 feet height limitation. The sign will be a back-to-back sign wrapped in poster or painted. It will be illuminated, but will not be an electric message center. The sign will not substantially adversely affect the use of neighboring properties because there are nearby properties in the vicinity of the site, and there are no dwellings, churches, schools, or public lands within 150 feet of the proposed off-premise sign and other requirement. There is no adverse impact on fire hazard, public health, or safety, and no variances are being requested. For all these reasons, the sign will not substantially affect adversely the use of neighboring properties and will comply with all the code requirements for an off-premise sign. And with that, I will end my presentation and answer any questions that you may have.
Questions?
So it looks like the property right next to it is an AR1, and it looks like there's a dwelling there. Is that correct?
Yes, but not within 150 feet as required by. So to permit a sign, it cannot be within 150 feet. So the front of this property, the sign itself, I think there's the AR1 property is 202.92 feet from the sign to the edge of the property line. That's adjacent to that AR1 property.
Do you know if anyone's talked to the homeowner about it?
I do not.
Okay.
But they certainly would have received notices.
Right.
Okay. And or seen the posting, I guess, if they're outside the 200.
Static sign, no lights.
Just other than illumination. Correct.
Up to the top, just to, so you can
right,
see.
Not a message center. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which is also not allowed at the state level, too.
23 feet at the bottom, 35 at the top.
Mm-hmm.
How wide?
It is. So there's, on each side, there'll be two panels. The area is 288 square feet, so 24 feet in length and 12 feet in height.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be 48 across.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that is confirmed by the state, too, as part of our outdoor advertising permit application, and has actually already been reviewed.
Mr. Sharp?
Is the site currently being used for anything?
No, but it is anticipated to be used for a storage facility and is in site plan review currently.
Do you have somebody to verify your testimony?
I have one of three people in the back.
Which everyone likes to be sworn in? Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. My name is Alex Pyres. I live at 2 Dickinson Street, Dewey Beach, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony that the statements made by Ms. Peter true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
What's proposed, would that affect anything with the signage?
Yeah. It's a permitted use in C1, the proposed use. And then in C1, the special use is required for an off-premise sign, which is the purpose of us being before you.
Mm-hmm. That area is certainly changing.
Yes. As is much of the county.
Yeah. That's for sure. Any further questions? Anybody?
Is perpetual, Mr. Sharp, or is there a year requirement?
No, this one's permanent.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12733 for American Storage of Delaware, LLC?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12733 for American Storage of Delaware, LLC, and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12733 for American Storage of Delaware, LLC, for the requested special use exception, pending a final written decision based on the record made during the public hearing, because the proposed use will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, too. So with a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.